Welcome to my audio journal. It's me, Bree. Today is April 13th, 2024, and I'm just hanging out. Starshine and Sydney are on the bed. They are in the room. They are on the bed next to me. And I'm just sitting on my bed, doing another audio journal. And it's raining out. It's raining here in Lake County, California. And I think it started like really early in the morning. It was raining when I woke up. Well, I woke up at 2:30 a.m. to feed Starshine because once again he was meowing, demanding to be fed his wet food really early in the morning. He woke me up at 2:30 a.m. So yeah, I had to get up and feed him, and then I went back to bed until like 7:30. So yeah, it's been raining all day, and it might rain tomorrow too. And I think Starshine might have been up so early because I think he was hearing noises coming from under the house. Because I think I was hearing noises coming from under the house, like in the middle of the night. I think I kept being woken up by noises underneath the house and then just falling back to sleep. But I definitely heard them like early in the morning when I woke up. And I think I heard them when I fed Starshine too at 2:30 a.m. So, yeah, whatever it is, it's back. Because I didn't hear much like the past few days. But, like, in the middle of the night and this morning and throughout the day, I've been hearing noises again. And I think it's raccoons, but I'm not sure. It might be opossums. By the way, the word is opossum. It's not possums or possum. It's opossum. So, yeah, that word begins with an O, not a P. But I read that a lot of people in North America, they pronounce it possum. They don't say opossum. But it is opossum with an O in the beginning. And so I fed Starshine at 2:30 in the morning and then went back to sleep. And then I woke up at 7:30 a.m. and I made an egg sandwich for breakfast. And I was so tired last night. I fell asleep at like 9 p.m. after I did my audio journal. I did my audio journal at like 6 p.m. and then I just kind of laid in bed and then fell asleep. I was so tired last night. And then, yeah, this morning, by the way, it's a little after 3 p.m. I'm not sure if I mentioned the time. But this morning, after I woke up and, well, I just watched Hulu and watched some cooking shows and, yeah, just kind of, well, I did read the news. I read some of the news. I read a little bit of what's going on in the news. And by the way, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but for a few years, I didn't read the news at all. I only read the technology section, and I only read stuff that I was interested in, like technology. But I was like completely oblivious to what was going on in the world. Because I didn't really want to read anything that didn't impact me. And I think it was around the time of the pandemic. I think I subconsciously was just tired about hearing like COVID in the news every day and like all the negative stuff in the news. So I just decided to only read technology and completely stop reading about anything else. But I used to read the news like religiously. Like when I was younger, I used to read it every single day. And I knew everything that was going on in the news every day. I used to read every section of like Google News and different news websites, and I was very informed, but not so much lately. But the past few days I've been reading the news again, and it's basically because I want to have more stuff to talk about on my audio journal, because I don't want to just play music to fill time. I actually want to make this like interesting, and I don't know, I just want to have like more stuff to talk about. And so yeah, there is a measles outbreak going on. And I read that there's been something like more cases of measles in the past 3 months than there have been from 2020 up until 3 months ago. So basically, there have been more cases of measles in the past 3 months than there have been for the past 4 years. And I don't know how that happens, because I just assume that everybody had the measles vaccine as a child. I know that I have. And I also had the COVID vaccine, obviously. I had the COVID vaccination and the booster, and yeah, I didn't have a second booster. So yeah, I don't know how that happens. Like, aren't you supposed to get vaccinated against measles as a kid? And I'm still worried about getting it, because I don't know if it wears off. I didn't bother to look that up. So yeah, if it doesn't wear off, then I'm good. Then I'm fine. I'm not going to get it. So right after eating my egg sandwich, I saw this headline: are milk and eggs safe to eat during this bird flu outbreak? So yeah, there's also a bird flu going on. Let me see if I still have the article up. No, I closed it, but yeah, I think it said that bird flu was found in, I forgot how many states they said. So yeah, now I have something else to worry about. And then I read an article about the link between owning cats and developing schizophrenia. And then I read that there was a recent case of dengue fever in the Bay Area, and that dengue fever is going around. So yeah, there's a lot to worry about. See, that's why I stopped reading the news, because I don't like reading about this stuff. But my latest fixation, or my latest worry, and I know this sounds crazy, well, it was crazy that I thought that somebody was living underneath the house, but I really did, and I was obsessed with that for a couple of weeks. I'm not making that up. I really thought that somebody was living underneath the house, and I would talk to them sometimes. But my latest unhealthy obsession is I'm worried that, like, the house is gonna, like, slide off the hill. I mean, the house is mostly on flat land, but, like, there's a small portion of the house that's, like, leaning over a hill, and there's, like, a retaining wall that holds up the deck. But, like, I would say 90% of the actual house is on flat land, but there's a hill. It's like on a hill, and then there are houses that are like even higher up on the hill. But like, I'm so worried about like the house like sliding off the hill, or yeah, I don't know why I'm worried about that, because my dad read over the inspection reports before he bought the house. He bought it about 6 weeks ago, and everything in the inspection looked fine. And so there's no indication of any problems with the house. But that's just like I'm just like fixated on it. Like, I'm worried that something is going to happen to the house. And also, with animals being underneath the house, I also read that if there are like animals under the house, especially animals that burrow, that they can mess with the foundation and it can like mess up the house. So yeah. So that's been my latest worry that I've been having. But I think it's kind of irrational. And anyway, so yeah, I do have a couple of articles that are still pulled up. Scientists discover mysterious link between cats and schizophrenia. A recent study has suggested having a cat could potentially double a person's risk of developing schizophrenia-related disorders. And it also says that that they first found the correlation, they first found out about this in 1995. But Australian researchers recently conducted an analysis of 17 studies published during the last 44 years, and they found a link between owning a cat and developing disorders related to schizophrenia. And it says, quote, "We found an association between broadly defined cat ownership and increased odds of developing schizophrenia-related disorders." And that's from researchers from the Queensland Centre for Mental Health Research. And the link was proposed in a 1995 study with exposure to a parasite called Toxoplasma gondii. So yeah, it's a parasite that's transmitted from cats and it causes toxoplasmosis in humans. And that's what supposedly causes the schizophrenia. And I was just thinking about this. This would be a great topic for a conversation. Like, do the pros of owning a cat outweigh, do the benefits of owning a cat outweigh the cons of developing schizophrenia? Like, in other words, would you still adopt a cat if you knew that you were going to get schizophrenia? And I think I would. I think it's worth it. Because I'm just a huge cat lover. I love cats so much. I love my cats so much. And I would still adopt them if I knew that it would give me schizophrenia. I think it's worth it. But I think a lot of people would say no, though. And anyway, yeah, that's pretty much all that I have to say today. I said that I didn't really want to play music that much on my audio journal, but I just really want to hear this song right now. love this song. I don't care what anybody else says. This song is so good. This is Roxette. I'm gonna play a few more songs of theirs after this. So yeah, that's Roxette, Dangerous. And yeah, I'm going to play a few more songs of theirs. So I'm going to play It Must Have Been Love, which came out in... It was first released in 1987. And then re-recorded in 1990 for the movie Pretty Woman. It was originally a Christmas song.
Lonely, a stare of silence.
That was another really good song by them. And so, yeah, like I said, that was originally a Christmas song. And it came out in 1987. It wasn't released internationally. It wasn't, like, released in the U.S. I think it was only released in Europe, in Sweden, and maybe Germany. And it was a Christmas song, and it wasn't that popular, but then it was re-recorded 2 years later, and it was featured in the movie Pretty Woman. And so that's when it became very popular. And so, yeah, I'm going to play two more songs by Roxette. So this is Listen to Your Heart. And another song that I love.
Thank you.
really good song. And so, yeah, I'm going to go now. I'm going to leave you with one more Roxette song. And I will talk to you later. Goodbye.
Like a raindrop, she's got the look. Heavenly bound, cause heaven's got a number when she's spinning me around. Kissing is a color, a loving is a wild dog. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
What in the world can make a brown eyed girl turn blue? When everything I'll ever do, I do for you. As a lover's disguise, banging on the head drum, shaking like a mad bull. She's got the look. Swaying through the band, moving like a hammer, she's a miracle man. Loving is the ocean, kissing is the wet sand. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
What in the world can make a brown eyed girl turn blue? When everything like a raindrop, she's got the look. And she goes,